is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?
Aloha! I am your host, May Leilani, and you are listening to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are, toll-free is 877-270-8714 or area code 530-876-9026 or 530-876-3223 or 530-413-4515. And before I bring our guest on tonight, I'd like to remind all our listeners that Myrna Lou will be with us again next week, Tuesday, on April the 3rd. And we also have Linda Pineacker that will also be joining us. So if you haven't scanned your palm to Myrna Lou, here's the email address, and that is hmg@privateeye.com. And remember, when you send your scan palms to Myrna Lou, you must have the show name, your full name, and also your age for her. So we're real excited. You've asked for her return back to the show, and so she will again be joining us. So I hope that each of you will join us again next week. On that note, I'm very excited about our next guest and the book that they have written. Now, when I got this book, I sat down and started going through it, and yes, I have actually faithfully, since I have received the book, have also been listening to their CD. And I have to share with each of you, I had a very profound experience yesterday with this CD, and I actually got to talk with my higher self, and I know that each of you can relate with that. And my high self said to me, "You are losing weight." And of course, I came out of my meditation with this CD, and I was extremely excited. So as you can see, I am very excited to share this incredible knowledge that these two individuals have brought forth this evening to share with each and every one of you. Now, the title of this book is called The Self-Hypnosis Diet. And along with this book, it comes with a CD that is so beautifully designed to help assist you in walking through a deep trance meditation and helping you to reprogram your subconscious mind. Is it working for me? You bet it is. That's why I'm thrilled to share this with all of you tonight. So you're not going to want to miss this information. So I'll give you a moment to go get something to write with and take some notes, because this is going to be very important information for all of you. On that note, let me give you some history, not only about the book. I want to give you some deeper understanding about this book that we're going to be discussing tonight. But what it says here, these two individuals that are renowned medical hypnotists and health experts, Steve and Joy Gertovich, revealed the most powerful tool available for sustaining weight loss, and it is our subconscious minds. Now, I want you guys to all think about that for just a moment, because most of you are familiar with the different minds that we have. We have our conscious, subconscious and super subconscious minds. And we all know about the subconscious mind. So this is a matter of fact, I feel that we can use a lot of other types of things with the subconscious mind. So that's why I'm very excited about this. One of the things that this book will help you with is how to determine, reach, and maintain your ideal weight based on your own needs, how to increase your willpower, change unhealthy eating patterns, and create new and lasting behaviors, and how to still have an enjoyable, fulfilling love affair. And I love that, a love affair with your food. Because if you think about it, that's what it's really all boils down to, is having that wonderful love affair with our food instead of us having a tug of war with our food. I know I do, and I'm sure you all can relate to that comment. Now, let me give you some history about these two individuals. Now, Stephen Gerlovich is a PhD, a health psychologist, specializing in mind-body medicine. He is a faculty member and teaches mind-body medicine to physicians at Dr. Andrew Wells Program in Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona. Dr. Gerlovich is a fellow and approved consultant of the American Society of Clinical Hypnosis. Joy is a behavior nutritionist specializing in helping individuals make wholesome food choices for a healthy lifestyle. She is also involved with Dr. Andrew Wells' program in the integrative medicine and the behavior nutrition expert at both of Dr. Wells' websites. And for your personal information, I have also placed a bit of information about Dr. Andrew Wells. So without further delay, let's please give our guest this evening a warm welcome to the show. Are you with me?
Yes. We are. Thank Aloha. You very much. Aloha.
Aloha to both of you. Great job. To both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was a wonderful introduction.
Oh, well, I'm very passionate. If you will permit, is that this show has been very, very blessed on some powerful information. And it's always such a joy for me to be able to share with all of our listeners, and I have built that reputation with my listeners on this show. So that's been established. They know if you're coming on this show, they need to pay attention.
Well, we're happy to be here.
Is there any other thing, Stephen, before we get into the book, is there any information that you would like to personally share about Dr. Andrew, just to give our listeners an overall view of the magnitude of the program that you both are involved with?
Okay. Dr. Weil has been a friend and a colleague for about 25 years now, and when he was at Harvard Medical School, he decided then that he didn't want to practice medicine that way. And he spent much of his life, early life career, traveling the world and exploring natural healing methods in many different cultures on the planet. And being scientifically trained, he's taken that perspective to examine these methods and over the years taught them through many of his books. And then in about 10 years ago, created the program in integrative medicine at the University of Arizona's College of Medicine. And we've been training physicians who are interested in how to integrate all of these other natural healing methods into allopathic or Western medicine. And my area of it is the mind-body medicine, and my wife Joy does the behavioral nutrition portion of that.
Yeah, so I'm able to say, you know, through Dr. Andrews' travels and passion to take the responsibility of collecting all this information and compile it together, has passed it on to yourself and to Joy, which just amplifies all your wisdom and knowledge.
Well, it all integrates together. I mean, wisdom and truth is wisdom and truth.
That's right. Absolutely. And I really wanted our listeners tonight to understand how excited I am just to have both of you on this show tonight and the wealth of information they're about to receive from both of you. And I do salute both of you for the CD. I did share an experience that actually did indeed happen to me, and I've been very faithful, except for today. I have to admit, today I did not, because I was busy making sure I had everything ready for the radio show. But and I will continue using this CD, so hats off to both of you.
Thank you very much. We'll be impressed how well you do.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm going to put a call out to all my listeners. Let's take the challenge together, and let's get our bodies back into shape. Let's start shedding those unnecessary pounds that I know I've put on, and I'm sure there's others that, you know, would like to shed a few pounds themselves. And so I'm ready to really learn about what you're ready to offer to all of us tonight.
Well,
so one of the things that I wanted to ask you right away is, and I want to make sure that we get real clear about being hypnotized. You know, I will tell you this. I would never allow anyone or go to someone that would hypnotize me. And the first thing that would always cross my mind, obviously, would be, you know, they could program all kinds of things in there. And it was very obvious to me when I listened to your CD, you were very careful and passionate. I mean, you got down to the core of what it was truly all about. And I found that I was hypnotizing myself.
That's right. All hypnosis is actually self-hypnosis. And we can help individuals have the experience so they can learn how to do it, and we can guide them. But we can't hypnotize someone any more than we can meditate someone else. But we can guide and teach somebody how to do it, and it makes it easier if you have a teacher or a guide. You know, with the book, we provided the CD for that purpose, and in our clinic, we do it personally. But you're absolutely right. No one gets hypnotized. It's not done to someone else, and that's perhaps the greatest myth about hypnosis, is that the stage hypnotists may create this illusion that somebody's getting hypnotized, but in reality, you know, all hypnosis is really self-hypnosis, and stage hypnotists are very good at illusion and persuasion and can create quite a show out of it for entertainment, which unfortunately drives the clinicians and doctors away from it for that very reason.
And wouldn't it be safe to say that we walk around all the time basically creating our hypnotizing ourselves? You know,
yeah.
Like meditation. There's many other forms of it. You know, even sitting underneath a tree and just being still.
You're right. A hypnotic trance is a state of focused absorption. We're so absorbed in what we're doing, much like when reading a good book or watching a good movie or in a daydream. And I think a daydream and a hypnotic trance are just about identical, because in both, we know where we are, we know what we're doing, but we're choosing to direct our consciousness and our conscious attention into some group of ideas or images or visualization that has a purpose, and that's a wonderful way to access this mind-body connection and the subconscious.
I agree with you, and I have proven that course, you know, I've always meditated, you know, but I will say this was very different, and you also left room within this CD. It's for me to be able to work some other things within that, in my trance state, that would become powerful tools in helping me to shed the weight off.
Yes, on the CD we have about, I think it's 6 or 7 different hypnotic sessions. Some are designed to uncover any obstacles or barriers to losing weight. Some are designed as a mental rehearsal or a hypnotic rehearsal for, you know, going out to dinner or feasts at holiday times. Some of the others are designed just to deliver those messages on creating new habits and new patterns of lifestyle so that it's automatic, so we don't have to think about dieting and we don't have to restrict our eating, but by having developed healthier lifestyle patterns, we just can eat what, it seems like we can eat whatever we want and keep our perfect weight at that point.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I chose to incorporate within that was any foods I did choose to eat would flow freely through my body without having to gain the weight, or, you know, to where I would hold on to it. And that's worked out very beautifully, I have to
ask. Well, I don't know if you recall, one of the case studies we had in the book was of a woman who was, she really wanted an easy way, and it wasn't a way we necessarily, we don't advocate this, but it was an example of the power of the mind, and she had seen a group of individuals that had gastric bypass surgery, and they were talking about how they can eat anything they want, and the food goes right through them, unabsorbed, because there was so little intestinal tract, and she would tell herself at bedtime that she had had a gastric bypass, and that the food would go right through her rapidly and unabsorbed, and she used that to lose about 35 pounds for herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things that I'd like to touch on as well is so that the listeners are clear. When you say the mind is the missing ingredient in most weight loss plans, what do you actually mean by that?
Well, most people know about nutrition. Many people that have had weight problems have been on diets and restrictive eating programs. They know how to do it. They've done it in the past. So what we came up with was a way to address the inner work or the inside work that has to do with what our mind can do for us and the role of and the power of our mind to make these choices and changes in lifestyle so that they're effortless, easy, and automatic. That part of our mind, that subconscious that blinks for us and breathes and regulates our heart, is also the part of us that does digestion and tasting and enjoying eating, and we can communicate to that part of mind to begin making changes that are healthier and more in terms of more wholesome eating, more healthy physical exercise and physical activity, so that once those changes now become automatic or habits, we can seemingly eat whatever we want and keep our perfect weight.
Yes, and you know what's been, what I've noticed myself as I go through my day with joyful thoughts that, you know, as I eat, my body is absorbing the minerals from the food that I'm eating, but everything else that is unnecessary, you know, flows through the body. And with that, I'm finding that my whole perception on that has really been changing. And that's exciting for me because my attitude beforehand was, oh gosh, if I eat this, I'm going to put on probably 5 pounds. And I mean, I would do all this negative dialogue with myself. And I thought, well, no wonder why I put on 10, 15, 20 pounds.
Plus, it takes out all the fun eating.
Pardon me?
Plus, it takes out all the fun from eating.
You know? And that's another thing I have found myself doing. Is I am actually having, once again, a love relationship with my food. When I prepare my food now, I'm really enjoying it. and all the different colors that incorporated it. You know, yes, I'm on a fast-paced world. I've got a lot of things going on. So I found myself just throwing food together, didn't care what it looked like. And then, you know, I ate as quickly as I could so I could get off and do what I needed to do, which I found I was really hurting myself.
Well, so many of the people that we start to work with are really, they come into the office and they're not enjoying food. They're feeling guilty. They spend a lot of time counting calories and worrying about how many grams of this, how many grams of that, and are they getting the right amount of protein, and they're, you know, turning eating into a scientific experiment. And it's actually, you know, we endeavor to bring the love back into food, and so the people really enjoy the everything. They from buying the food to preparing it to eating it, and to really, you know, bring the meals back into the family so that it's an enjoyable thing again. We've really lost sight of that in America.
Yes, we have. We really have. And, you know, I know that I have always been a really great cook. And what I found is that cooking, I don't know where my attitude shifted with this, but my cooking became a burden to me. And so my whole attitude towards food, of course, you know, was, oh, gosh, I got to get in there, I got to cook. So I found myself throwing things together. And then, you know, I do buy organic foods. But part of that relationship is, you're right, we need to get back to the basics, learn to appreciate our foods again, and stop making it a scientific project. Because we have. We've done that.
But to know, too, that we don't have to spend hours in the kitchen preparing food. You know, some of the most wholesome and nourishing foods are very, very easy to fix. You know, we don't need to be gourmet cooks to get, you know, get back on track. And in this day and age, you know, most people don't have time to spend in the kitchen. But they do need to know, you know, what they can choose to eat that's easy to fix and nourishing as well.
So what is your spin on quick fix diets?
Well, I always tell people that they have to eat as close to nature as possible. You know, we've gotten, our society is really a society of processed foods and things wrapped up in cellophane paper and plastic. And if we can just remember to eat as close to nature as possible, it makes it a lot easier. You know, you walk into the grocery store and just walk around the outside edges where all the fresh produce is, all of the baked, you know, baked breads and you know, fresh fish and that sort of thing. Those are the foods we should be choosing. And it's not that difficult. It's not that time consuming.
No, it's not.
A lot of fresh foods don't need a lot of preparation. So
I know, because I made a beautiful... I apologize, Joy. Please continue.
No. I think that's the message that we need to get out to people, is that the most wholesome and nourishing foods are the ones that are very easy to fix, and they're the closest to nature.
I agree with that. You know, this afternoon I made a really nice salad. I actually enjoy eating fresh vegetables and stuff. And I just had a lot of fun with my, you know, putting my salad together.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut up a little bit of grilled chicken and had that on top of that. And I have to say I was very satisfied.
Oh, yeah.
From my meal.
Besides, it can be fun to put something like that together.
Yes, absolutely. Now, let me ask you this. What about breads and, you know, noodles and, you know, all the different types of starches from potatoes and stuff like that? Because I know that I've had some challenges in that area.
Well, you know, we have to always remember that our bodies, our human bodies, are meant to have 50 to 60% of our calories should be in a good quality carbohydrates. So a good pasta and beans, good, you know, potatoes and that sort of thing. Those are essential for our health. And 50 to 60% of our calories, you know, so you look at your plate, half your plate should be a good complex carbohydrate. You know, half of your plate of food. You know, and 15 to 20% of it should be a good protein, and the rest should be a good quality fat or oil. You know, our media really has wreaked havoc on our brains, you know, telling us that we need to eat low fat and cut out the carbs and just eat protein. And when you get right down to what the best health is, 50 to 60% of our plate should be good complex carbs, 20% should be good lean proteins or plant proteins, and, you know, 20% should be good quality oils and fats.
I agree with you. Now, one of the oils that I enjoy using is coconut oil, besides olive oil. And, of course, I use olive oil for, well, you can actually use olive oil and coconut oil for other things as well. So, I mean, it's a great investment to make, especially when you're cooking. And I thought when I first converted over to coconut oil, I kind of went, let's see attitude. And I've actually even cooked fish with coconut oil and went, wow, this is really great.
Yeah,
but I hardly ever use oil.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends, you know, what the rest of your diet is like. But, you know, good quality oils are really essential. You know, every single cell in our body needs oil for, you know, creating cell walls and so many of the other functions. So it's a really important ingredient. Coconut oil is a really important oil to use, especially for people who eat very few animal proteins or animal products, because it does contain saturated fat, and you know, that's a very important thing for us to have in moderation in our diet. So people who, especially people who are vegan, need to have some form of saturated fat in their diet, and coconut oil is excellent for that.
So let me ask you this then. Can you give us three quick examples of what a person needs to do for the particular weight loss plan?
For, you mean for the self-hypnosis diet?
Yes.
Well, I do know that to be successful with the self-hypnosis diet, you have to really believe that you can do it, and you have to be very motivated to want to lose weight, and you have to have expectations that you can actually achieve that. Those three things are really essential ingredients for success in anything, actually, but especially with self-hypnosis and with a self-hypnosis diet.
I am so glad that I've got this book and I have the CD, because I've been very faithful with it. And it's really interesting because, you know, that was one of my promises to myself, is that I would actually start making it my passion to get healthy, body, mind, and spirit. Being more aware and conscious of the foods that I chose to eat and put into my body. And so this could not have come at a much better time. And, of course, exercise plays a very important, is an important element within this as well. And I know that you agree with that.
Oh, absolutely, because the self-hypnosis diet isn't really a diet at all. You know, it just helps, it's a tool to help you to use your mind-body to establish lifestyle patterns of eating and physical activity that make it seem like you can eat anything you want and still keep your perfect weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many of us, Leilani, grow up in the clean plate club, and that means that even as little children, that message from stomach to brain or brain to stomach that says I'm full is discarded, because you have to eat everything on your plate or you're going to feel guilty about it or you won't get dessert. and many patterns of eating and preferences for food become very unconscious as we grow through life, and we don't even give them any thought. And part of the self-hypnosis diet is to use the hypnotic trance work to uncover those patterns, those triggers for maladaptive eating, the emotional eating or stress eating, and to have the subconscious mind redirect that into a very positive experience that does lead to one's perfect weight.
And I happen to be one of those individuals. You know, I grew up in a very large family environment, and every night my mother would always remind every one of us just to make sure we cleaned our plates.
Mm-hmm.
Even on the foods that we didn't like. I had a problem for the longest time with broccoli when I was growing up. Now, of course, I loved broccoli. I could eat broccoli every day and not get tired of it. But boy, did I have a challenge. And I would be the last one sitting at the table. I wasn't going to get off the table until I ate all my broccoli. That meant making sure that my plate was completely empty. And my mother would give us this long lecture about how there were people all over the world that were starving, and that's why we were so fortunate that we had food on the table, so the least you could do is sit there and eat it.
Well, one of the many things that we grow through in life, and another one might be some of the comfort foods that during times of crises or trauma was perhaps one way to self-soothe ourselves. And later in life, you know, that becomes the treats and the rewards that unfortunately can make people fat, but they're eating them not because they want to get fat, and sometimes they're eating them not because they're even hungry, but because they have an emotional need for that eating. And that energy, that emotional energy, can be easily redirected towards very positive habits and patterns and wholesome foods and physical activity that also rewards them with a body image and body weight that they're very happy with and satisfied with.
Yes, and stress is one of those. I know for myself, I noticed if I was under a lot of stress, I had a tendency to eat. And so since I've been listening to your CD, I've actually been able to identify. The one thing that you brought up, which I'm glad you did, was the cleaning of the plate, because I did grow up with that, and that was something that was way deep down in my subconscious mind and that I'd, you know, shoved way back there and forgot about it, and I'm going to be working on that particular aspect of my subconscious mind.
Yeah. One of the hypnotic suggestions that is involved on some of the trance work on the CD is that halfway through a meal, you can experience a wonderful sensation of feeling satisfied and full, so much so that you can leave the other half of the meal uneaten without any sense of guilt. And, you know, in today's day and age, portion sizes are not realistic. I mean, oftentimes the meals served, in particularly in restaurants, are gigantic portions and much more than people need to be eating at a single sitting. So we can tell our subconscious mind what we want, and if we do so with an emotion, a desire, a wanting, and a belief that it will act accordingly, we get these automatic responses doing it for us. So then it isn't work. It's not an effort. It just seems to be happening for us. And many of the people that have written reviews on some of the websites like the bookstores and that have commented that they were surprised. They found themselves craving salads, or they were craving physical exercise. They actually had a desire to go out and walk and move and take the stairs and begin, you know, automatically having these changes happen for them. And when it happens that way, it isn't work. It's not an effort.
Yes, and I will definitely back that statement up. Because I will admit to it, I'm one of the most stubbornest people out there in this universe. And I've been setting in certain things, and it would take a whole lot and then some to get me to change. And you both did it with such ease just through the CD and the book, because, you know, all of a sudden I started getting real excited. Oh, and then I go back to the book and relate to some of the things that my own experiences as I had been listening to the CD. And one of the things that I really appreciated, by the way, Joy, is when at the beginning of the CD you say, when you know that you listen to it at night, and to go ahead and listen to your CD without a headset, and to allow those words to fill up your environment with.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that was really profound, because you're putting that energy out, and I've noticed that the energy in my home, by doing that, is also supporting the reprogramming of the subconscious mind. And it's
Absolutely.
Worked beautifully for me.
Absolutely. There, you know, as you know, everything is energy. I mean, everything
yes,
in the cosmos is energy. It might sometimes be in a form that's seen. It might be formless. It maybe hasn't taken form yet. But everything is energy. And I think that we create everything within our lives. And it in our effort with the self-hypnosis diet was to do the inner work of using our energy of desire, motivation, belief, to have that environment within and around us nurture and restore or create our perfect weight, and to do it effortlessly.
Yes, 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 yes. And I am so ready for that. And I have seen such beauty unfold in my home environment with my subconscious mind, the beauty that's unfolded with my preparation of my food. And I personally want to thank you both, because, yes, I am actually having a love relationship with my food once again. And it's like a ripple effect, because not only is it spilling into that, but in the way I'm looking at myself as a person and my body, I have a great physical body. Why not appreciate it and love it with passion?
That's
and
right.
I've lost that somewhere. I really lost that.
Really?
And I think we get so inundated with everyday life that we, you know, all of a sudden you look up and you go, oh my gosh, what have I done to myself? And that's why I really wanted to share this book with our listeners tonight, because both of you have done an excellent job putting this together for all of us.
Well, thank you for your kind words. You know, what you said a moment ago, Leilani, about the ripple effect is absolutely true. You know, you throw a small stone or a pebble into a pond, and you'll see where the pebble disturbs the water, but then you see a ripple of waves of energy emanate from that. And not only do we create these ripple effects, but we also create these halo effects that also radiate out and affect so many other things. So sometimes just introducing one very small change, like loving ourselves or loving our food or getting rid of this whole notion of restricted eating and dieting and just getting back to loving eating and loving our bodies and loving the physical activities we give our bodies, creates those ripples that continue to motivate us and reward us in many different ways. And that halos out into everything else in our life.
Yes, it does, and I am walking it. Of course, you know, I have so much further to go, but the difference now is that I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm excited to walk down the path and make that turn and just to see what's going to unfold even further. And if in just a short period of time, your book and your CD could make this much of an impact in my life, I'm thinking, wow.
Yeah, it's so isn't it so much nicer than dieting?
Yes. And, you know, I have to share this little secret with you. I used to walk around and used to say, there's no such thing as a diet.
Yeah, well, you know.
What is that word? Why do we have that word in our vocabulary? We need to, you know, throw that out.
It's a bad four-letter word.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, don't mind me. I would like for both of you to please share with our listeners tonight. Now, I want to remind our listeners, I've got a wealth of information about the book, about the CD, much more information about Steve and Joy. So please do yourselves just tonight and go take a look at this information. But one of the things I'd like for you to share with our listeners tonight, if they would like to learn more from you or set up an appointment with either one of you, how could they go about doing that?
Well, probably the best way to learn more about what we do and how to learn it for themselves would be probably, the first step would be probably go to our website where there's information that they can get find out more about hypnosis, what it is, what it isn't. And on our website, we also have about 70 other titles besides weight loss for applications of medical hypnosis. And Joy has a section called The Joy of Food that has several weeks of menu plans and ideas for fast-to-fix meals that support a healthy weight and lifestyle. So I would say our website would be a good starting place, and the website has the same title as our book, theselfhypnosisdiet.com. That'd be one beginning.
Okay, and obviously your book is in all the major stores. Is that correct?
Yes.
Or they can go onto Amazon.com as well to purchase the book.
Well, or SoundsTrue.com, the publisher. SoundsTrue does a wonderful job of bringing spiritually minded audio products to the world, and we're very fortunate that they published and produced our book and our audio, many of our audio products as well.
Yes, well, I tell you what, my girlfriends better keep their hands off of my book and then go get their own. I would like, if you would permit, I would actually like to read this to the listeners, and this is on page 88, and so profound, but it says here, there's no shortage of reasons to put yourself last, and I just want you to close your eyes and think about that statement for just a moment. I know I've done it, and I'm sure that each of you can relate with that tonight. Let's stop doing that. Let's put ourselves first, because without us, we're not any good to anyone else. Our families need us. We need ourselves. So let's really think about that for a moment. But let me continue. But promoting yourself to first, even a few hours a week, makes shifting to can possible. You're taking an important first step out of helplessness, taking charge in the smallest but most powerful way. You're valuing yourself and giving your mind enough quiet space to think. Wow.
Yeah, those words actually come from a colleague and friend of ours, Jean Fain, who also does the same kind of work that we do, and we like that so much we included that in our book with credit to
her. We thank Jean for that, because that was, when I read that, that was a very profound statement, And I said, that's right. You know, if we have a tendency sometimes to, you know, place the value all around us, but we never seem to be in that equation a lot of times. Especially us women. So all you women out there, please, let's all make that change tonight. Is there anything else? Because we're getting close. Can you believe it? We're almost at the end of the hour.
I know.
It's amazing how time flies. But I would like to give you, Steve, and Joy a moment to share any other last thoughts or information that you would like to share with our listeners.
All right, I'll go first. I know Joy might have a thought of as well. I think that the central message I like to convey about the self-hypnosis diet is that it's not a diet. We do not encourage dieting. In fact, we discourage dieting and restricted eating. But instead, we promote the idea that you can access the power of your mind or the mind-body connection to make it much easier and more productive to create these lifelong patterns of eating and physical activity that very rapidly become automatic. They become the new habits, the new normal of our life. And once that's set into motion, we get to that point where we notice that, you know, I can eat anything I want and keep my perfect weight. Or it seems that way at that point in time. And that's the goal of the self-hypnosis diet, to tap into that power of mind, to make these changes easy, enlightening, and effortless.
Before we have Joy share with us as well, let me ask you this, Steve. Obviously, you will be coming out with more CDs. Is that correct?
Well, for the last 15 years, we've been creating new ones, and as I mentioned earlier, we have about 70 different titles now of varieties on applications of medical hypnosis for medical problems and psychological and behavioral conditions, and we have a list of topics that people have asked for. So right now, I think there's about 40 new titles that are yet to be recorded on our to-do list that people have asked for. So yes, that's our future.
Wow. Well, you let me know when those come out, okay? And obviously, you'll be writing more books.
Oh, there's a good possibility. We have a couple ideas in the works right now.
Not that I'm putting you on notice or anything, Steve, okay?
Well, you know, it's fun when you're doing it with your partner, with your wife, your partner. We do pretty much, we work together, we write together, we walk and do physical things together, so it's a joy.
Oh, nice. And you both have a real keen understanding about energy, don't you?
I think so.
Well, it's really interesting because, and I do apologize, I'd wanted to say it a couple of times, and anyway, I started coughing, and I knew right away because I started heating up. And I know when I heat up, I'm in the presence of another healer. And I knew right away that you understood energy extremely well. So I just had to throw that in. But Joy, one of the things I want to
thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's my honor. Joy, I've got a question for you before I let you share. When is your book coming out?
My book on behavioral nutrition. Well, I don't know. It'll probably be coming out probably within the next year or two.
Well, you let us know because I know that you're going to be writing some books. I know they're going to be quite profound, and they're going to be well thought out. So I'm really excited about when you get your books published. So let me know, okay, Joy?
No.
You don't mind, Stephen, if I say this to Joy, do you?
I can feel how important, and I can also feel a sense of where that's coming from through you as well, and I'm very grateful.
And you know, I have to apologize to you, Joy. I was a little frustrated because I wasn't able to put a picture up of you, and I didn't have a scanner here where I could have scanned your picture of you and Steve together. So I wanted to apologize that I was not able to honor you that way, but I did put up information about you.
That's perfect.
But
perfect.
I do.
If people buy the book, they'll be able to see our picture together in the back.
But I did, I'd love to hear more about you as well. So before I have to say goodbye to both of you, I'd like to hear what you would like to share with our listeners tonight.
Well, you know, I think that the most important thing that I would like to say is that most diets are really about restrictive eating, and eating really needs to be pleasurable without the burdens that so many people have of, like I said earlier, of calorie counting and you know, denial and guilt. And a self-hypnosis diet is really about focusing the mental energy to achieve our healthy weight, just like a magnifying glass focuses sunlight. So you would maybe view this book as a diet of mental energy that actually focuses our motivation and the beliefs about what we can do and the expectations to create the body that we want. That's the most important thing we'd like to create for people.
So let me ask you this question real quick, Joy. Can you share with us why we have a weight problem on our planet today? Is it because a lot of the media?
Well, I think it's the media. I think that the fast food, you know, our society has turned into such a busy society that we have demanded, fast foods, and the fast food industry has come up with selections of foods that don't support health and don't support healthy weight. And our society's become very sedentary. You know, you look back on our lifestyles 50 years ago, you know, when I was growing up as a child, I was outdoors every day, running and playing, and everybody, every child was. Children today aren't like that. You know, there's parents are more fearful about their children being outdoors from a safety point of view. Children are attached to TVs and monitors and Game Boys, and there's not the physical activity that there used to be built into our lifestyle 50 years ago. And our food choices, you know, very, very rarely do people actually prepare food from scratch anymore and choose wholesome foods from nature. You know, we go into grocery stores and we buy things in the center of the aisles, things that are stacked up in cans and bottles and boxes, and they have a long shelf life, and they don't have any health-giving enzymes left in them, it's dead food. And that's the reason our societies are faltering with our health. You know, we have one, very quickly, if I can tell you, one of our people that have used our self-hypnosis diet is the wife of actually one of our other patients that came in to see us for a completely different reason, and he was telling us that his wife is overweight, and so we handed him one of our books and said, "Oh, take this home and let her use this and see how she does with it." And she was probably 50 pounds overweight or so, and she had a lot of health problems. She was borderline diabetic. She had high blood pressure. She had cholesterol that was just, you know, sky high. She also had joint pains, a lot of back pain and knee pain, and she started using, you know, she read the first three chapters of the book that kind of set the foundation for the mind-body connection, and started using the trance works every evening as she would go off to sleep, and then, you know, continued reading the book along with that. And over the course of 3 or 4 months, she lost that 50 pounds. And what surprised her and delighted her the most was that when she went in for her physical checkup, doctors discovered that she was no longer borderline diabetic. She was back, you know, her blood levels were exactly normal. Her blood pressure had gone down to normal range. Her cholesterol was back into normal range. And the thing that delighted her the most was that her aching body had stopped aching so that she felt like being more physically active. And it was all from you know, losing that weight and all of those, you know, health factors got back into normal. And
so many
of the people in America, and the people that we see in our own private practice, have all of those same problems. And it's mostly triggered by having too much weight and not eating the correct
food. We see it everywhere, everywhere we go.
Mm-hmm.
We even see it on TV now. And you're so right, Joy. Well, we're at the closure of the show. Real quick, Joy, please give the listeners one more time your website, if you would.
The website is the same name as the book, theselfhypnosisdiet.com.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, I am so thrilled that I was able to speak with both of you. And, you know, I really say keep up the great work, and it's nice to know that you're right here in the state of Arizona. That's exciting for me. And I really look forward to your future work. And Joy, you let me know when these books come out now, because I'm going to be looking for them, okay?
I will, Ilani, for sure.
Yes.
Sure.
And Steve, thank you. I mean, it's been a real honor. And I'll be keeping the sharp eye on both of you, because, you know, it's one thing to put out information out there, but the way you have presented your book and your CD, I have firsthand really have indeed experienced a wonderful, beautiful change with myself and my environment. So I thank you both for that.
Well, that makes us very happy.
Yes. Mahalo.
Mahalo to you both. So on that note, I ask that all our listeners stay tuned, because guess who's on next? It's Elizabeth Summers. So let me know how you've enjoyed this show, and if you've got any comments or questions that you would like to ask Steve or Joy, just email me at iamdivinelight@aol.com, and I'll route the emails, or forward them, excuse me, over to Steve and Joy. So on that note, I want to truly thank you both, and we will look forward to your future work, and we're grateful that you came onto the show to share a part of yourselves with all of us tonight. So on that note, we'll say goodnight to both of you.
Thank you very much, Leila.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Wow. I know you guys were excited. I was excited to share this information with all of you. And I am serious when I say that I've actually been listening to this CD. Has it given me a whole different attitude and perspective on my relationship with food? Yes, it has. Have I looked at myself differently as a person? You bet I have. Have I dedicated myself to listening to this CD? Yes. Matter of fact, I am listening to this CD every afternoon at 2 o'clock p.m., and it has indeed made changes. So I'm looking forward to future changes. I mean, can you imagine if it's made an impact in my life in this short of a period of time, what this is going to look like for me in a month? So I really encourage all of you to explore the wonderful wealth of information. Pop into a bookstore or go to the Publish and order this book. I promise you, once you pick up this book, you'll be glad you did. And you'll probably email me and say, thanks again, Leilani. So enjoy the book. Enjoy the CD. And once again, that title is The Self Hypnosis. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Are you still with me, Joyce?
Yes, we are.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Would you go ahead and say the title of the book, please?
The Self-Hypnosis Diet.
Thank you. It all of a sudden became a tongue twister for me. So, anyway, so good night to both of you, and we look forward to speaking to both of you once again, and you can just go ahead and hang up, and we'll be okay on this end.
Okay, thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night. And sleep well to both of you.
Thank you.
All right, be well. Wow. I was just real excited. Pardon me? Oh, anyway, I think that was Steve saying goodnight. But anyway, we're about to have Elizabeth Summers, and I want to remind all our listeners, tonight, you need to scan your palms. Myrna Lou is going to be back with us next week, Tuesday night. And she is going to be reading the listeners' palms right live on this broadcast. So when you scan it, you need to scan it at her email address, which is hmg@privateeye, and that's spelled P as in Paul, R-I-V as in Victory, A-T-E-I.com. Don't forget to please put Universal Spiritual Connection, or you can put USC, your full name, and that does mean first, middle, and last name, and your age. I know I'm excited.
We have your guest.
Coming back because
we have your guest.
Bring her on. Okay. Done. Elizabeth, are you with me?
I'm here, waiting patiently, sweeping.
I know. Thank you, Don. Anyway, so you guys got the information on Myrna Lou. You asked for it. She's coming back. And it's not easy to get Myrna Lou back on the show because she's one busy young lady. And I just love her. She's just terrific. Now, on that note, we have another BBS radio host with us tonight. But not only is she a host, she is a dear friend of mine. I admire her work tremendously. And, you know, we all are very familiar with numerology. And I have, not only do I teach numerology, okay, but I make it my business to understand numerology and how it plays in my world, from my name to my birth date to my physical mailing address, my phone numbers, all of that. Does it carry a vibration? You bet it does. Does it affect us? Yes, it does. But tonight, we are going to actually be talking about the missing numbers in a name. What does this really say about you as a person? How does that unfold or play within your own blueprint? So, without further delay, let's invite Elizabeth Summers. That's right, you've heard it here. Elizabeth Summers onto the show.
Hi, Leilani. Nice to be with you this evening, and hello, everyone.
Yes, I'm excited because you know what?
I tell you, I'm
girl,
just
you are
patiently waiting for the golden opportunity to visit with you again, Leilani. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, let me real quick give the numbers, the call-in numbers. Now, everybody, you're going to have the chance and the opportunity to actually talk to Elizabeth Summers tonight. Now, the toll-free number is 877-270-8714 or 530-876-9026, 876-3223 or 413-4515. Elizabeth, real quick, let's you have a surprise for all our listeners tonight, don't you?
Well, I have a special offering that is just for the listeners to your show that when I, tonight we're going to talk about a certain aspect of numerology, and I'm an esoteric numerologer, that says really when I do the work that I do, the big individual private readings that I do, I look at and use the ancient formulas. I look at my clients from the soul's perspective. Who are they as a soul? And so I'm offering to your listeners this evening a packet that I have created. There's nothing like it on the market. It is my copyright. And particularly when we are moving through 9-year cycles of human being experience as with each theme differently. And in fact, on my show on BBS Radio for the last 2 weeks and again tomorrow on the Magical World of Numbers, my show runs in the afternoon on Wednesdays. It's called the Magical World of Numbers. And I've been talking about the personal years that we are going through because each year in that cycle has its own issues, and then we finish that, we go on to another 9-year cycle. And I've created these packets, this packet of bookmarks that has all of the colors, all of the issues, all of the themes for any particular year, 9 of them, 9 bookmarks. And then there are 2 years that are very special numbers, and they have their own bookmarks. So in this packet, this bifold packet, I've also included the formula that your listeners could use and calculate what year everybody they know happens to be in at any given moment, and they will have the explanation bookmark right there. And so on my website, ElizabethSummers.com, if they think that the work that I do could show them how they can change their lives by using these wonderful ancient codes, I would ask them to have a private reading with me. They can have a reading that is an hour long, it's all tape recorded, it's all about 2007, or some people want to know about the big picture of their life, the karmic issues, the tools that they're working with, the missing tools like we're going to talk about tonight that are coming in from their in their soul's memory bank. And that's called a natal reading. And for every person who orders a reading from tonight on to April 18th, which happens to be my birthday, and we are starting to celebrate already in preparation. I am including, as a gift to them, this wonderful packet of bookmarks that are included free. Now, they have to use a certain code in order to get the packet, and the code is L. 418. They need to include that so I know that they have listened to your show because I'm offering this to your listeners. They're special.
Okay, let me, if I may, Elizabeth, let me interject here real quick. So let me run down this special very quickly because I want to make sure that all the listeners have the opportunity because this is a for this show only. And I have got it posted up on my website, so if you can't remember it or you lose from a piece of paper that you've written this information on, you will find it and it will stay up on my show page for all of you. And what Elizabeth is offering to all the listeners tonight is a current year reading. You, with this reading, you will receive a free packet of all the personal year bookmarks, okay? And this is a value of just alone of $20. So you must use the code, and that is L418. 418 when you place your order with Elizabeth. Elizabeth, let's give everybody your website address and your email address before we forget.
All righty. Very creative. Elizabeth Summers, like the season, .com. And on that website is a contact button, and they just hit that contact button, and right there we'll give them an opportunity to send me an email. The email is elizabeth@elizabethsummers.com. And you know, Leilani, while they're on that website, before they even send me that email, they should check out the homepage. First of all, they'll see my picture there. I always send everyone there so they can see what I look like, so they know I'm not some scary-looking numerologist. And then on the lower left-hand corner, there is a description that I'm offering, again free, to all listeners, my monthly numerology newsletter. And you get it, Leilani. It has astrology in it. It has websites to go to, books to read, anything that I can share with them that is very practical. And it starts out numerologically and ends up wherever I take it, seven pages later. And all people have to do, it's free. It comes through the email, and just click on that contact button, send me an email and say, Elizabeth, sign me up. And I'll get that email of yours into my database.
Absolutely.
So there's too many things that they can get.
Well, I tell you, yes, you're right. I do actually receive your newsletter, and I do open it up and read it. And I've always enjoyed reading your newsletter. So keep sending them to me, because I really do enjoy it. I just love listening to you. Period. So I was excited when you were so willing to come on to the show. But on that note, I'd like to tell our listeners you can get very much involved with the show tonight with Elizabeth. Now, what we're going to be doing is giving you insight to karmic lessons in a name. The birth name letters are number codes, and when certain numbers are missing in the name, a big learning experience is in store for you. And what you may want to do is you can go ahead and write your name down. Elizabeth is going to share some information with you so you can calculate on your end on missing numbers within your own name. If you'd like to call in to ask Elizabeth questions or just make a comment or share your own calculations on your end, we'd be happy to hear from you. So, Elizabeth.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
I'm ready. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
All right, we got a caller. He's on the line.
Keith Harris.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Fine.
I hear a lot of people talking in the background.
Is that your machine that's on? Caller, we need you to turn off your machine or walk away from your radio, flush the toilet.
Hello?
Keith?
Hello, Lola?
Is it Keith?
Lola? Thank you.
Yeah.
You messing up my show, sir.
Hello?
I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
I can now. There was like five different people talking in the background.
You know, I'm just playing around with you. Tell me where you're calling from.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. It's great to have you. I'm glad you called in. Did you have a specific question to ask Elizabeth?
I've got a few questions, really.
Okay.
I've got one about somebody in my family, and then one for the future.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Would it be answered with numerology, though? What is your question? Because we're going to be doing just numerology calculations tonight and not clairvoyance or intuitive. Can your question Yeah, we're just doing numerology here tonight. Sometimes the questions about family members in the future can be answered. It kind of depends on what they are.
Yeah. My twin brother passed away a year and a half ago.
I can share this with you, if I may. We are having Linda Pinecker on the show next week, and she will be giving the readings. So we would love to have you come back.
Channeling readings, I think that's what you need, Keith.
As far as numerology
goes. Plan, Keith?
That sounds like a plan. As far as numerology goes, you mean money? Finance or what?
No, we're able to, when I do big readings, I'm able to help people understand where they are financially and what have you. But tonight we're just talking about information that is found and not found in a person's birth name. And that has to do with other issues other than finance.
Okay, then can we do that then?
Well, the whole show has to start off here first, and if you grab a pencil and paper and listen, you'll be able to see exactly where you are and what's applying to you in tonight's work.
Okay.
So
we're going to actually teach you, Keith. We're actually going to teach you. So what we're going to do is we're going to write your name on a piece of paper, okay, but leave enough space so you can write, then Elizabeth is going to give you the value of each letter.
As you listen
to
the show.
We're going to walk you right through it, okay?
Okay.
And then if you continue, stay with us, okay, Keith, because then we'll unfold that.
Okay.
For you. So just hang tight with us, okay?
All right.
So let me share with everyone who's listening that numbers are codes. They are ancient codes, and tonight I am doing what is called Pythagorean or Western numerology. It is based on works that was developed 2,700 years ago by a very highly evolved ascended master by the name of Kasumi. And he took the name of Pythagoras when he came into human form. And he and his students developed a system, a scientific system of formulas that look like little tiny algebraic formulas that I just plug information into. And the resulting number, 1 through 9, represents the numbers 1 through 9. And the numbers have no power in themselves. They are simply codes. Ancient codes, like a stenographer's shorthand. And these numbers, 1 through 9, represent very human being behaviors, attitudes, behaviors. Now, added to that, from the work that I do, I am taking this information that he developed, adding it to other information from other systems that I use in bigger readings and I've studied for years and years. And it gives me insight not only to your human beingness, but to your soul's journey. And we use your birth certificate name in doing this work because your birth certificate name, by code, every letter has a number, 1 through 9, assigned to it, by code, represents to me, as a numerologer, your soul's past life experiences that you have had, and those experiences are memories that are now currently held in your soul's memory bank, come into this lifetime, bubble up from the subconscious, and they are the tools that your soul is using in this lifetime that you have gathered up, or in some instances, not gathered up, from other lifetimes. And every soul names itself. It telepathically, prior to birth, goes to the soul of the person who names it, usually the mom,
and says, this is the name that I want because the soul knows it's its memories. Now, it's its memories from past lifetimes as applied to this lifetime and this sex. So you are using the tools that are coming in here as a female from the female perspective, or you're using the tools from the male perspective. And so that's how we're going to interpret everything in light of the sex that you are using the tools in this lifetime. So what I have, everyone who listens to the Magical World of Numbers on BBS Radio, I have them print, not cursive, print your full birth certificate name. And tonight we're going to go looking for the missing memories, the missing tools that are being focused on in this lifetime that maybe didn't get focused on in other lifetimes when you were a girl or when you were a boy. And so we're going to pick on Leilani to start with. She's laughing now. And so I am going to pull out Leilani's work here in front of me, because I've done extensive work on her. Not because she needs to have extensive work done on her, but it gives me insight of Roxy and I to compare notes with, if you will. And then when I'm finished talking and telling secrets about Leilani, so all her listeners know all about her, then I'm going to mention letters, and we're going to be detectives, and we're going to see if these letters are found or not found in your birth name. They will be your missing tools, your karmic lessons, and I'm going to interpret that for you and tell you what you can expect if you have that tool missing. So there's a formula that is used in numerology called the intensity table or the inclusion table, where I go traveling through a person's birth certificate name, traveling through their toolbox, and I see, well, how many letters have one equivalence and two equivalents and so forth and so on. And I go looking, one of the things that I go looking for in this formula is to see what tool's missing, what memory did not come into this lifetime and needs to be worked on. And our Miss Leilani, out of 9 possible tools, has only one tool missing. This is a very powerful toolbox the girl's bringing in here. And the one tool that is missing in her memory box and is missing from the female perspective is the number 6. And you all say, well, okay, what does the number 6 mean? All right. The number 6 represents responsibility. Represents personal responsibility. And the fact that it is missing, and this is common to anyone who has the number 6 missing. I mean, if in your birth name there is no letter F as in Frank, O as in opera, X as in X, you have the 6 missing also. And the number 6 tells me, missing, says that another lifetime, as a female, Leilani's soul made everybody else more important to love, to nurture, to care than Leilani to herself. Everybody,
you know,
else.
I have to, I got to cough up. You're right. I love people so much that I pour all my energy into people, places, and situations, and wow, this is profound. And then I all of a sudden, I look up and go, oh my God, I forgot forgot about me.
That's right. And the she in other lifetimes did not want to take responsibility for herself, did not want to take responsibility for herself in relationships. And so therefore, in this lifetime, when a tool is missing, the pendulum usually goes to the other direction, and the person is just the total opposite in this incarnation than it was in the other ones. And so in this lifetime, the missing stick says she goes to the other direction, and she's just a little overwhelming love bucket. I mean, she's what I call a mama bear. She takes care of this person. She takes responsibility for that, this and that and the other thing. A lot of times people who have this missing six will find that in other lifetimes they wanted nothing to do with family responsibilities. They didn't want children. They didn't want marriages. They were not very domestic. Well, their soul says, you're going to learn this one way or the other. And in this lifetime, they got the whole nine yards. And even though they might be in relationships, they're the ones that carry the brunt of the responsibility in the relationships. They're the single parents. They're the ones that raise the children. I mean, it just goes to the other direction. But it is, and anyone who has little sad puppy dog eyes who's looking for a mama, the missing six raises its hand and says, over here, I'll be your mama. I'll love you. I'll take care of you. And they usually draw to themselves fixer-uppers. Fixer-uppers. People who are looking for a mama. Now, Leilani.
Guess what? I have to report. No, okay, in my behalf, I'm taking responsibility for Leilani. That actually is starting to change. I'm finally saying no. Matter of fact, my first show was about me finally stepping up and taking care of Leilani for a change.
Yeah.
Actually starting to do that.
Yes, you are a master healer. When I added all the vowels and the consonants of your name together, I came up with a very special code that is in a category that tells me about your destiny in this lifetime, the overall work you are supposed to do. And you are here to be a master healer. A 33-6 is your path of destiny number. That's a master teacher and a master healer. That frequently that code, that 33-6 code says, however, your soul is here to learn the Christ consciousness, to love all unconditionally, and therefore, in order to learn that, frequently 33-6 people suffer their own personal, emotional crucifixions when it comes to relationships. They have to learn to love, and the caveat, the phrase is, but not to your detriment.
Yes.
Love,
yes.
Be humanitarian,
yes.
But
yes.
Not to your detriment. I will tell you, though, that I see in your chart, I'm not going to divulge your age.
No, you can't. I'm very proud of my age.
But, folks, she is entering into another decade here, coming up next month. It's up
what
to you.
She's saying to everybody is I'll be 50. Next month.
And look out. When she and everybody else enters into the decade of their 50s, which represents freedom and excitement and travel and communication and marketing, and totally different than the decade of the 40s, I see, Leilani, a whole new emotional start for you in your chart. A wonderful
mm-hmm.
new emotional beginning. At age 50. Isn't that exciting?
Bring it on.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're also at 52. I think you're going to move. So there is some huge physical new beginning at age 52 for you. So You might be our
first. What, say it again, at age of 52, what will happen?
52, a whole new, I see an emotion, from one of my formulas I'm looking at, I see a whole new emotional beginning for you at 50, emotional. But at 52, it is a physical new beginning, and that code in that formula, in that category of the charts that I do say, usually indicates a very major move, a new beginning, or a long trip. There's some. It's the Magician card in tarot cards. A new start is coming to you on the physical human being level at age 52. You heard it here first.
Yes. I love it. I love it.
Yes.
And you're right. I am balancing out that missing six because I did. I grew up nurturing everyone else. I really did. And so precise because I was a single mom. I raised my son. I took care of the home. I developed a business. Was successful with that. You know, I poured everything into all of that, and somewhere in all of that, I forgot about Leilani, and that is changing.
And that's changing.
Leilani?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes, Don.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Don.
Leilani, my name is Richard. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Hi, Richard.
Can you hear me?
Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Actually, I've got a roommate of mine on the phone. His name is Keith. You spoke to him briefly a moment ago.
Yes.
Keith gives you his full name and his date of birth and his time he was born, can you kind of tell him what kind of path cycle that he's on? I kind of threw him into this. I didn't know that we were doing a numerology show, and he didn't know what information to give you. But if he gives you the proper information, can you give him a little reading based on that?
Well, that is a pretty big amount of work to do with the time we have allotted. But what I could do is give him insight. That's like a half hour reading right there.
Okay.
So no, I can't give Keith all that information with the time that we have for today's show with what we're going to cover. But I can tell him what he can expect this year. This is not what we're doing here, but what we will be getting to later. What is his month and day of birth?
Let me put you on the phone with Keith, and he can give you all that, okay?
Okay.
I don't know that
you're first name.
Hello?
Layla? Yes, Keith. I won't be able to do your name and what have you because it's too involved. But if I will tell you where you are in your nine-year cycle and what you can expect a little bit here in 2007.
Okay.
And what month and day of birth are you? What month were you born?
January 24th,
1974.
Mm-hmm.
Are you single?
I'm divorced with a girlfriend.
Divorced with a girlfriend. Because really you are, from what I see here, the marrying kind. You have a birthday temper. You have a temperament. Your birthday number is your temperament. And it loves home and family. There's two indications right away here that I see that you are someone who is really prone to marital-type relationships. How old are you?
I'm 33.
Well, I will tell you at 37... you're going to go in a new direction in your life. So hold that thought. Right now, you are in a year that says, slow down your life. You are in year 7 of your 9-year cycle. And so in this packet that I'm offering people who are ordering readings from my website, year 7 is a quiet year for you. This is not a marital year. This is. Did you meet your girlfriend last year?
3.5 years ago.
Mm. Because last year
we've got a baby too. We've got a 1-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a daddy. You have a daddy temperament here. Love home and family and what have you. But a 7 year is a year that says slow down your life, Keith. It's a year that I want you to watch your health. Be very careful that you, when you feel tired, I want you to rest. You are in a year that says if you don't slow down, take your time, and listen to your intuition to guide you, your health is going to be used to slow you down, and we don't actually need for that to occur. I would say, though, that towards the very end of the year, there's a very strong possibility of you having a job or a career situation begin to change for you. Let's see here.
Oh,
God. Yes, that's what I'm picking up as well.
No, I do think so, Keith. Mm-hmm.
Is it for the better or for the worse?
No, for the better. Something is going to, some decisions are going to begin to be made in April, next month. There's going to be some new ideas, new opportunities that are going to start bubbling from your intuition, your inner voice. I want you to listen. But I would say that June and July of 2007 looked like very nice months for job opportunity or change. And you need to make this choice. I want you to take the bull by the horn and make this choice about the job or career. If not, if you're a scaredy cat and don't want to change because you don't want to change, then I'm not going to rule out the possibility of your being fired this year in order to get you to change. And we don't need that.
I can't get fired. I'm the boss.
Well, I'm telling you, then June and July are going to be good months for business and career opportunities.
Okay.
May I
add to this as well? Elizabeth, can I add to this? One of the things that I'm picking up with you, Keith, is you're a very loving man, and you're extremely sensitive as well in your home environment and everything, and your surroundings as well. One of the things I want to really share with you, and I hope that you really get it, I want you to pay attention about your health. And I'd like for you to see yourself work smarter. Okay? Start revisiting how you're approaching your everyday work, your home life, all those kinds of things, because it is starting to compromise your health. So you want to nip that right away. And if you start relooking and revamping the way you go about conducting your daily activities and start working smarter in the way you approach things, you're going to find a big shift that's going to take place for you health-wise, emotionally, and mentally. You're actually going to start receiving a lot more clarity as you go about doing that because you're a very smart man. You have I see that you have a lot of hopes and dreams, and they're not quite in future. You're creating them, and there's an explosion that wants to take place, but you're not quite got all the elements together just yet. You are about to hit some major, major changes, and you are. Through those changes, and they're going to be great changes. You're going to want to embrace those changes, okay?
You're hitting it pretty good. My ex-wife, I actually got her two children. Me and my girlfriend are taking care of my ex-wife's children. And
yes.
I've got custody of my child with my ex-wife.
Right.
I got
that's all going to change, all of it. The whole thing. You're going to have a lot more harmony and peace, getting put back in into family and balancing your work versus your home life. It's all going to start matching and integrating very beautifully for you. You're right on the cusp of it. So just remember to take some deep breaths. Go get some quiet time out in nature or whatever you need to do and start revisiting how you're approaching your life. And you're going to find as you do this, you're going to start going, aha, I can revamp this, I can shift that, and so forth. And all of a sudden you're going to go, that feels much better and a lot more things will open up for you. They're going to open up anyway, but I just wanted to help you with a little bit better of a flow through the transition that you're making.
Right now, my life is completely stressed out.
That's the year that you are in. That's exactly right. That you are under what is called the Tower card year, and it is a very stressful year. That's why I'm saying to slow down, be quiet, get into nature, be introspective. If not, it will be your health that will force you to slow down. So we don't want that. This is a quiet year. Your money year comes the closer you get to the end of this year and into 2008. Then the money will start to even come in more so, like the Leilani is saying.
Yes, it will come in, okay, Keith? And one of the big words that the Masters just shared with me, and you need to write this down and not forget this word, learn to say no. No, no, no. One of the things I want to remind you about is, without you, Keith, there's no business, there's no work, there's no children, there's no girlfriend. You are that foundation, so you've got... Do like what Elizabeth was sharing with us earlier, I'm missing the six. I have to learn how to appreciate and love me first, and everything else follows. Because without you, there is nothing.
I've got five kids I take care of, and only two are mine. And I've got a friend of mine, same age as me, that is living in my house because he's homeless. He don't have anywhere to go.
Well, it's time for people to step up and start taking some responsibility, because I know you're the man of the household and you're the core foundation, but I know that once you start revamping, you're going to start seeing a whole lot of areas. Make it fun time where everybody plugs back in and shares in responsibility. Because the one area I feel the most with you is your heart. Your heart is hurting. And if I have your permission, I will come etherically this evening and shift energy for you, okay?
Yeah. You have my permission.
Okay. I will do that for you, but you got to do your part as well.
Well, thanks for calling, Keith. We send you lots of love and abundance, and do the best that you can, buddy. You have a lot on your shoulders, but you're on your way.
It's coming.
I hope it's coming.
Bless you and be well, Keith, and keep me posted on how you're doing.
Okay, I appreciate it. I feel better already.
You're very
well.
All right, thank you, Keith.
Good, because I was working on you. Bye-bye, Keith.
All right.
Thank
you,
Elizabeth, for allowing me to...
Certainly. You had your antenna dish up and working, I hear.
When the Masters kick in, and I just have to put it out there. But they actually had me doing energy work on Keith as well, so I was already shifting that energy with him. But I really hope that he really listens to the words that you and I shared with him, because you tapped right into it, and that's where breaking the code of what our names mean really is important. So please continue on, because you have someone else to share with as well, don't you?
Well, we do, and we do know he's listening. And we do know it is our boss at BBS Radio.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes. There are no secrets anymore, dear boss. I don't know if we should use his name. I'm surprised he hasn't jumped in already at this.
Well, let's just call him D. Let's call him D unless he pipes in, okay?
All right, Mr. D, we'll call him. And he, too, has a very strong chart. He is an old soul, as are you, but with a different focus in his life. He has some very unusual features in his chart that I've already spoken to him about, and I am doing a big reading for him that will be going his way next week. And he has two numbers that are missing. And now, and everything else is really very powerful here. The numbers that are missing in his chart are kind of standard of what most people, if they have any missing numbers, then they are what Mr. D has. So you who are listening, if you have in your birth certificate name these letters missing, then you have the number 7 missing also. And so if you have no G as in girl, P as in Paul, Y as in yes, those three letters are not found in your birth certificate name, you have no number equivalent to the number 7. And the number 7 is the number of spirituality. The number 7 is the energy of introspection. And this is a very convoluted, sometimes difficult code to interpret. I have to look at it in light of everything else. Being an esoteric numerologist, this number 7 is spirituality. Represents to me the fact that as a soul, in other lifetimes, there was not a spiritual inner connection to the God within. There was much more of a focus of an external God, and the sensitivities were not developed connected to intuition, inner voice, and what have you. Now, in his overall charts, when I use other deeper numerological systems that I use, it does show me indeed that he is extremely clairvoyant, very clairvoyant, very intuitive, but it was not allowed to be used. To be developed. It's as though he knows metaphorically how to play the concert piano, but he was only ever given a flute to play. And therefore, the number 7 missing in almost every person's chart is that of awakening in the Aquarian age where we are now to our inner voice, our inner knowingness. And the other number that is missing in his toolbox, I call this the toolbox formula, is missing in almost every person's chart I do, especially women's charts. And it has to do with emotional self-empowerment, the number 8. The number 8 is an energy connected to money, property, real estate, practical matters, business matters, and on a deeper level, emotional empowerment matters. And so, especially for women, I know we're talking about a man here, but it is missing in almost every woman's chart because in previous incarnations, cultures, even today we see it, cultures, livelihoods, relationships, did not allow women opportunities to learn how to make money, have power, being in charge. And so now, as we are moving into the Aquarian age of feminine energy, we have so many out of balance souls coming in here, incarnating as women, trying to take their power, but as women. They know how to do it as guys, but they are out of balance as far as experiencing it in female form. And so there's no
now, Elizabeth, if I may interject here for just a moment, I have those numbers, 7 and 8.
Yes, you do, I mean, I just, well, in my deeper codes, you have the number 8 missing also. In the you've been working on it. You've been working on it. And I'm not going to say that in the Pythagorean system you have the eight missing. You have been working on this. As a soul.
Yes.
And as a woman soul.
Well, and I like knowing, I mean, if, because that way, you know, and that's one of the things I've always stressed with the listeners of this show, is that knowledge is power. And all these things are, you know, to look positive as, because what that does is it helps us to understand ourselves a little bit better, and then the areas that we need to maybe work on a little bit more.
Not everything is an
issue.
Have
that opportunity.
That's right. Not everything is an issue, and the work that I do in the readings that I do helps people zero in on what are the issues that I have decided as a soul to come back into human being form yet again, this sticky peanut butter energy that we're plowing through in human form, in order for me to again spiritually grow. What do I need to do? And numerology and esoteric numerology is so clear, and it is so succinct, and it just gets right to the core of the issues. There are certain codes that show up that are karmic codes that give people understanding as to why there has been material losses, why they haven't had a date in 20 years, you know? Why am I going through all of these relationship issues? Why was I
betrayed? Let me ask you this, if I may, then, Elizabeth, and hopefully this question can help the listeners, you know, interpret their own missing numbers. So now if D and I are missing the eight number, what is it that him and I need to do to enhance that or bring that forward in this lifetime so it becomes a strength versus something that's running in the background that we constantly stumble over?
Well, it is, in a nutshell, for you it's different than for him, not because he is male and you are female. It's just as part of the rest of your chart, how it fits in with the rest of your chart. But it starts with emotional empowerment. And for you, your emotional empowerment was brought to you as a consequence of taking your power back from karmic partnerships with men.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I've got to share this with you. You are so incredible, Elizabeth, because three relationships, now, I've always made very good money. Of course, I can't say that in the past couple of years, because I have not, but most of my life, last three relationships, I took care of everything. I paid for the house, I paid for the utilities, I had the money in the bank. When we went out to dinner, I paid for dinner. I paid for everything. And he got to kick back and relax.
And you had to take your power back from that situation. It always starts with emotional empowerment, the number eight. The number eight is Saturn, the Lord of Karma. In astrology, and the work that I do, I blend together tarot card interpretations, number interpretations, astrology interpretations. It's all packaged together. And so,
you know what I gotta say, don't you? Now my attitude is, show me the money. If you don't have money, then move on.
Because that's power. I mean, you don't need to settle anymore. No settling. No settling. And so then once we get emotional power, and Susie Orman says self-worth equals net worth, then it ratchets up out into the environmental world, and we need to learn to handle our money better, our property better. And if we do not have certain energy helpers that show up in the overall chart, it can be very uphill for many people. because they need to learn it the hard way. They need to learn how to handle their money through perhaps losing a lot of money, through spending it incorrectly, learning not following the rules connected to money. Money is simply an energy, but it is an extension of our own sense of self-worth, our own deservingness. And so it is a very functional, practical code that is missing in so many people's charts, especially women. They need to learn to handle their power. Their personal power.
Yeah, and here I was giving it away.
And you're giving it away. That's that missing six. Mama Bear, let me make life good for you. Let me help you. Let me... Oh, I know. It just wears you out.
Not anymore.
And you see, your rising sign is Scorpio, and Scorpios are always dragging in here. Difficult relationships of some sort. Always. So, but
yeah.
Wisdom is on its way, that's for sure. And when you hit the decade of the 50s, I'm here to tell you, it's rock and roll. For
Yay.
Every soul between 49.
You mean there's hope for me?
Oh, there's hope. There's hope. You're going to look back and say, who was that person? But from 49 to 54 years of age, every soul goes through upheavals in their life because there is an acceleration of emotional development that occurs within the soul and the emotions between 49 and 54 in a very accelerated pace. And the emotions are the force field of the soul. So when the soul's trying to straighten something out as a learning experience, it always does so through the emotions. And that's why the work that I do in numerology, it cuts right through the emotions. We get right to the core of the issue. And then, Lamani, you know, once people understand, intellectually understand the issue that they're being banged over the head with.
Well, my question to you is where were you 10, 15 years ago so you could have set me straight so
I
you know. Have to walk this path for these things? But you know what, Elizabeth?
Right.
We're going to have to call say goodnight to each other.
All right.
I do want the listeners to know that Elizabeth will be coming back on May the 22nd to join us again. And matter of fact, I would like to see that Elizabeth, maybe we can talk her into coming more frequently on this show to share with all of you, and we can do some really, I think we could do some exciting stuff.
Absolutely.
So, chew on that and let me know what you feel about that.
Well, watch my show on Wednesdays, The Magical World of Numbers. Go to my website, ElizabethSummers.com, and send me an email. And if you order a reading, you'll get my special gift also, just for Leilani's listeners.
That is correct. We don't forget the show special is posted on my show page. Elizabeth, thank you so much.
It's been a joy.
Have you?
Thank you so much. Happy evening.
And I want to say to all my listeners, be well and remember to always remember that you are the power and the authority of you, your world, and activities. And remember to always love thyself and love your families with all your heart. Because love is the key to our personal success and also for humanity as well. So until we connect again, good night to all.